suppose it's been in an institution, then if the child has to be placed in an institution because
she had no parent, that's well, in custody or care of others, somehow.
Now, the person who looks after children with no parents is called a what?
Orphan. Yeah, that's an orphan child that's been placed in an orphan home, we might say.
Okay. If you have a lot of cousins, nephews, and nieces around you, you say, ooh, this town is full of my
family. Yeah.
Now, you would say, yes, she's in the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually, what? I say, for instance, if one of your daughters, say, for instance, your daughter's husband may look something like you.
Yeah.
But you say, yeah, he's in the family, but really.
He's not in relation to me.
Okay. Now, someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, he's a
stranger.
Right? Now, the name of the mother of Jesus.
The name of the mother of Jesus? Mary.
And do you remember George Washington's wife's name?
No, I don't believe I got that. Do you?
I didn't see it here with Martha. Okay. A nickname for Helen. Do you know a nickname for Helen? It begins with an N.
Helen begins with an N.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel bad because I didn't know this. Nelly. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I
haven't.
I never heard of that.
Okay. A nickname for William.
William. Mm-hmm. Did they call him Billy?
All right. Do you know who wrote the first four Gospels? There was Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew and John.
And a woman who...
You know, not cutting you off, I've got a volume of books, and I wish you could read one. It starts at the creation. There's 10 of them. And this book is composed with the smoothest flowing language I've ever read. You know, Shakespeare was noted for his easy flow of language, and the writer said that his language flowed freely, just like water flowing downstream. But this book has it; it excels Shakespeare, and it's in 10 volumes. And these 10 volumes gives the whole outline of creation, and the other 10 gives the whole outline of the New Testament. I've got the first line laid in there. Now, it costs you right at $100, the first 10. Sometime I may let you read one.
All right. I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Okay. A woman who conducts school is a...
Woman who conducts
school.
School. She's a teacher.
Were there any other names for them a long time ago?
Well, she could be called an educator or... teacher, an educator, an instructor, all of that would work out to about the same answer.
Okay. Now, a preacher that's not really trained, and he doesn't
have... A preacher?
He's not really trained. He doesn't have a regular pulpit. preaches on Sunday here and there.
Yeah. Well, we could say haven't been ordained, or he don't have any special appointments.